This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson plans to issue his first veto on an ordinance aimed at keeping the gunshot detection technology known as ShotSpotter. The council voted 33-14 to try to force the police department to enter into a contract with ShotSpotter, after the city's attorney and Johnson said the legislative branch cannot dictate city contracts.
It's illegal. It's illegal. We're going to find a pathway forward. We're going to find technology that actually works.
The council would need one more vote to override Johnson's veto, which could lead to a legal battle between the two branches of government. This will be the first veto by a Chicago mayor since 2006, when Richard M. Daley nixed an ordinance to raise wages at big box retailers. The Cook County chief judge is blasting the court clerk for spreading what he says is faulty information about the elimination of cash bail. Yesterday marked 1 year since Illinois became the first state in the country to completely eliminate cash bail. Politicians celebrated the first year as a success, but court clerk Iris Martinez sent a memo to other government officials about what she called, quote, disconcerting data that demands immediate attention. Martinez says there's been an increase in people not showing up to court since the state removed money from pretrial decision making. A researcher from Loyola who studies the courts raised questions about Martinez's data. And in a letter to Martinez, Chief Judge Timothy Evans says the clerk's office got basic facts wrong and failed to explain her methodology. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state needs to do more and faster if it hopes to meet energy production goals laid out in a major environmental bill. The Climate and Equitable Jobs Act aims to take coal and natural gas-fired power plants offline by 2045. During a panel discussion yesterday, Pritzker said research into smaller nuclear reactors needs to get going.
The regulatory environment around building new large nuclear facilities makes it something that takes 10, 15, 20 years. And we can't wait that long.
Illinois lawmakers passed a measure last year that lifted a decades-long moratorium on nuclear development starting in 2026. Nuclear energy already accounts for more than half of the electricity produced in Illinois. Coal and natural gas produce a little more than a third. The rest is generated by renewable sources like wind and solar. The city of Evanston says it has distributed more than $5 million in reparations to its eligible Black residents. The city started awarding payments in 2022. Councilmember Devon Reed says the goal of the Reparations Committee is to recognize and end structural racism and achieve racial equity. He says they have awarded $25,000 to more than 200 Black qualified residents.
Using our real estate transfer tax revenue up to $1 million a year and a $3 million influx the first year to support our reparations program. That has allowed us to get through all of the folks who lived through the period of harm.
The committee is expanding resources by creating three new subcommittees focused on housing, education, and economic development. Some other things you should know today. The Illinois Network of Charter Schools is lauding the Chicago School District for pledging support for charter schools in its strategic plan. The Board of Education approved the plan Wednesday. Previously, board members suggested they wanted to shift away from school choice and privatization in Chicago, which includes charter schools. But the plan does not take aim at charters or any other school type. INCS credited advocacy from parents who repeatedly told the board how much they valued charter schools. The Chicago City Council has given the Board of Ethics the ability to fine and even suspend lobbyists who donate to a mayor's campaign. The regulations aim to codify a 2011 executive order and close an enforcement loophole. The gap was discovered after Mayor Brandon Johnson accepted, and later returned, several contributions from lobbyists in violation of former Mayor Rahm Emanuel's executive order. Today's weather, it will be mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s, and we're expecting similar conditions tomorrow. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.